Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Pri.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is, I have Chromatica Oreos and you don't. Just kidding, it's self-care, but Pri made my entire year and brought me Chromatica Oreos because you can't get them in Canada.
Yeah.
But there's this weird market that sells all the rare candy and things that we don't have in Canada.
Yeah.
And she locked down Chromatica Oreos for me.
I sure did.
And I have never been happier. And I want everybody out there that doesn't have Chromatica Oreos to know that I am better than you.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's definitely true.
Yeah.
We discussed that Sean should like put them in a shadow box and hang them on his wall like forever.
Absolutely.
Just as a conversation piece.
Yeah.
I feel like that's nice.
Totally. I said when dads get football helmets and stuff encased in a glass box. It's going to be that. But
like lit. Like, can you light it from like in the box?
It's going to be lit. It's already lit, but it's going to be physically lit.
And then you press a certain button and it like plays Lady Gaga. The light flashes around it.
Absolutely.
Honestly, the most iconic thing.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine the TikTok views if you actually did that and put that on TikTok?
Oh, yeah.
Your, like presentation.
Yeah.
That viral, baby.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so excited.
Well, speaking of social media and going viral, please follow us. We're on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast, and we're also on TikTok at I Can Explain Podcast, and we're also us at Sean.Lusk and at Brian Williamson.
We are us.
Yeah, we're doing it. And if you go to our Instagram page and you click the link in our bio at I Can Explain Podcast, there is our Patreon, and there is also our merch. That's what we got going on there.
Yep. Yeah.
So things are going pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So check that out. But self-care. Today's self-care.
Yeah. And this time, it's actually going to be self-care. Last time we started self-care and you spiraled and then I spiraled and then we spiraled.
Also, we recorded more spiraling and made it into a bonus episode that's going up on our Patreon. It's not up yet, right?
No.
Okay. As of tomorrow, maybe?
Yeah, probably.
It'll be up tomorrow. Tomorrow. Let's do it tomorrow. Yeah. And so if you enjoyed last week's episode somehow, there's going to be like an extra 20 minutes of that up on our Patreon if you just join any tier.
And if you didn't, like, you probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
Just keep moving.
All right. So before we get into self-care, I want to say thank you to all the patrons, especially some super amazing human beings, Aiden, Olivia, Becky, Liz, and Serena. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for being so generous. But to all of our patrons, thank you for being so generous, supporting us over there. And again, if you want to get in on that little online gayborhood community we've got going on, we're going to have bonus episodes, Discord, where we chat with you all about our episodes. It's going to be fun. We're stepping our pussies up when it comes to Patreon. So expect a lot of fun stuff over there. And thank you to all of you. Okay. So I want to kick this episode off, self-care.
Uh-huh.
I have something specific to talk about.
Okay.
Okay, so a lot of you listening know that I am also in real estate.
Are you?
I am. I do that.
Okay, yes.
And when I'm not talking about my butthole, I am selling
homes. Talking about houses.
Yeah. So it is kind of funny, actually, because sometimes I will get asked to do panels or podcasts.
And you go, is this butthole or house?
I have to like, what's the vibe? Especially when it's just a general email, like, and it's not specific. I've had a couple times where I'm like, I can't tell if I'm supposed to be going on as like entrepreneur Brie, where I'm giving business advice or like whatever, or am I supposed to be like
just slinging holes?
Yes, yeah, so you know which one. Let me know, because it's the Hannah Montana moment. Like, what do you want?
Yeah.
So
your Hannah Montana is just you, and then the other version is just you without clothes,
and like a. Waving behind me as I run down the street. Yeah. So recently, I got invited to do a panel for this one. Was very obvious which one I was bringing to the table because it was specifically for a real estate student panel.
Okay.
And so my sister and I were invited to talk about specifically women getting into the real estate industry in Vancouver and how we've done it and, you know, whatever, giving branding advice, social media advice, etc.
Your branding advice is just, first of all, you have to have a sister.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you're going to call yourself real estate. Hold on, sisters.
I know, mind blowing.
Yeah.
And iconic. But you know what? There's a reason they asked me to do these panels, okay?
Absolutely.
Genius qualities over here. So we go on this podcast and Again, speaking to the difference of how I answer questions, I'm always me across the board.
Yeah.
But obviously, I think anyone listening can identify with, maybe not as extreme as someone like me who has like a podcast and all these things going on, but just in your daily life, you adjust yourself based on your surroundings. Maybe when you go have lunch with your grandma, you speak differently than with your best friend at brunch, you know? Okay.
Some might.
Or like, you know, when you're in a workplace, you're being more professional with the way that you speak, you know, you adjust yourself in life. But I just think that there's certain situations for me that the adjustment's more extreme. It's still all me. It's just adjusted. Right. Yeah. So it's funny in these podcasting or panels or whatever that my answer is very different depending on, you know, who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
And with this one, there was a portion of it about self-care, because real estate is a stressful industry, right? Oh, okay. It's commission based. How do you keep yourself grounded? How do you keep like your mental health in check where with this job that kind of never ends and you're always working every hour of the day, and it's stressful because you never know when your next paycheck is. So it was giving advice to these people coming into the industry on like how to kind of check themselves on that and make sure that they're putting themselves first before the business.
Right.
And so everyone was going around the panel and giving like advice on how they keep themselves grounded and motivated and all these things. And it was one of those interesting moments where I was like, I have my answers, but it's not the answers for this crowd.
Yeah.
You know, like
eating my girlfriend out doesn't really play here as well as it usually does.
So it's funny, right? Because everyone goes around the circle, and I have to give them the benefit of the doubt that maybe they're doing the same thing that I am. They're just trying to be professional. But at the same time, it's kind of sad to me, right? I kind of hate the old school mentality of professionalism, because I'm like, these people listening want real answers that actually help.
Yeah.
Like, if they want to just Google, like, how to feel good when motivated, there's a zillion self-help books out there that we all know we don't actually implement that, or it's not actually working for people, yeah. You know?
So what were some examples?
So the examples were, like, I think there was about 3 people on this panel that said, oh, the 5 a.m. miracle morning, like,
punch yourself.
You gotta read this book. It's the best game change of my life. I'm like, you're lying.
You've never gotten up.
Gratitude lists. Oh, everyone was talking about their gratitude lists. I'm like, pull them out. Let's see. Like, yeah. Let's see. Every day I write a gratitude list. Let's see it.
Yeah.
Let's see. I would love.
Show it.
Please. Receipts, please. Yeah. Receipts around. Because here's the thing. Everyone knows that a gratitude list will probably make you actually feel better. And the few times that I've like even thought in my mind, what's going well in my life? It soothes my soul a bit. I'm not saying that the advice they're giving isn't actually valid, right? But it's also this like weird thing that you kind of are sitting there and you're realizing all these women on the panel are all doing and saying what they think that they should say because it sounds professional, opposed to just like saying what they actually want to say, right?
If I was on a panel or listening to a panel and people were talking about self-care and said gratitude list, I'd start swinging.
There's not a business panel or podcast out there, I would argue, that people don't say to do a gratitude list. It's the most common go-to answer. It's crazy.
No.
It's crazy. I'm serious.
Like,
it's
if somebody was like, self-care, and somebody just went, you know what? After a long day, I like to go out in the backyard where nobody can see me, hide from my family, smoke a cigarette, and then put it out on my arm. I would be like, you know what is up.
Okay, so yes. So I have my extreme answers, and by extreme I mean just like the most genuine answers, but I also am aware I kind of have to buffer myself in this situation. But I also want to like give people the benefit of the doubt, because something that happens in these business settings is like everyone goes around and it starts just to feel very like, oh, I must be really shitty about my life because I don't get up at 5 a.m. and run a marathon and write like a gratitude
green
list.
Juice
and,
in my ass.
Like save dogs, you know, like before my 9 a.m. even starts.
Yeah.
So it's going around and saying all this, everyone, oh my God. I think one person actually said at one point, I stopped going through drive-thrus and started making more salads. And I that I just really thought, wow, we've lost it here.
We've lost touch, folks.
how is this so stereotypical that we have a bunch of women that are like badass and crazy, like amazing business people? There's a reason they were invited to do this panel, and we're like literally discussing that salads make us work better, like salads.
Okay, well, let's not harp on salads because you're a salad guy.
And once again, I'm not denying that salads do make you feel better.
Yeah.
But it's just like, we can't think of anything besides anything more interesting to say.
Yeah. So I also think that self-care is interesting because it has a real connotation.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And then it has what everybody thinks it is. Like last the episode, I was kind of joking when I was like, I've moisturized. And literally on the internet, if you look up self-care, half the people are like, light a candle.
Yeah.
And... you know, moisturize your feet for once. You deserve it. Like, it's like something, you know?
You deserve it.
Yeah. And then it's like real self-care is like cutting out a toxic friend.
Yeah. Like, yes, 100%. So they went around the circle and everyone's talking about how they get up at 5 a.m. and do like 3 Equinox classes and make 800 salads to last them the year so they never have to cook again.
Yeah.
And it gets to me and I was like, I have to buffer myself a little bit here, but like I need to say something. So I was like, this is going to be the least inspirational answer of everyone here. Okay. But what I like to do is do things that give me absolutely no value whatsoever.
Totally.
For example, watching awful TV that fills my brain with garbage. And I literally said that. And everyone you saw, like you could see all the other women like on the Zoom, like,
they were like, we're allowed to do that.
Like, what? And I was like, I'm like, I love what everyone else is saying. Because, you know, you have to pass it back to, like, good for you. Like, I'm not putting you down. And I'm like, all of that sounds really inspiring. But if I'm being honest, like, our business and our industry is so go, 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 go. That, like, on my off hours, I don't really want to be benefiting myself.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like, you spend all day, like, trying to move your business forward and do the right thing for this and be productive and be everything. That, like, I want my downtime to not be productive at all.
I also find it irritating. There is a similar mindset mm-hmm. at the start of the panorama.
Right.
Where people were saying, self-care, use this time to be super productive.
Yeah.
And people are like,
Build a house.
My self-care is I swim to Africa and I build a village.
Yeah.
Like, I do, like, you know, and it's like, I hate this mindset that self-care has to be productive.
Yes.
When it's like, our fucking world is moving too fast.
Yes.
Too fast. So it's like, it's almost offensive and problematic that so many people have this fake understanding of self-care that makes you feel like what you are doing that is your self-care is invalid.
So true. And I think like a lot of that comes back to this notion that self-care has to be like making you a better person, putting you in line for success, like growing your understanding of yourself
and
your universe.
I'm way too far gone to be rescuing myself with
a bottle of red, okay? Yeah. And let me feel sad about drinking it.
Absolutely.
Let me cry while I drink it, watching Real Housewives be like, did I really just drink a bottle of wine to myself on a Thursday night? And then wake up the next day with a hangover and just think, oh, fuck, what's wrong with me? I need that sometimes. I need to do that sometimes. Sometimes is it nice to write my list and, like, be productive and go for a walk and, like, you know, Snow White it and talk to animals and all this? Yes. But sometimes you just got to be kind of miserable.
Absolutely. And I think self-care is so important for people like me who have a little
a little touch of depression,
just a sprinkle.
Yeah.
And it's hard when you are in a mindset that you really should be focusing on things that give yourself, you know, some pause, some peace of mind, some fucking serotonin.
Yeah.
And then you look up self-care on the internet and people are like, you need to purify your own water and build a tub out of steel and have a bath and like just like, you know, I don't want to be necessarily productive. And sometimes those things are great for my self-care, but not all the time. And also, fuck you.
It is weird, the way, because it's like, it's become so common that, like, I did this other thing where I was, like, guessing on based on, like, from a real estate perspective, and they sent me a list of questions, and it was this, like, blogger that I guess once a week sent out, like, a guest spot on their blog of business person in the community okay. and like with tips and advice. And like five of the questions were like, what are three things you do every day that make you more productive? What are the two things that you do every morning when you first wake up? And I'm like,
brush my teeth, shit myself. Yeah. Like clockwork, baby. Let's do this. Next question.
But you know, and you know everyone who has these, like, this spotlight, like, you these questions, you know yeah. they're like, well, first, I don't open my apps for the first 42 minutes, and I just watch the sun, you know.
Literally.
Crest in the sky, and, like, you know, whatever.
I count the birds that pass my window.
And it's just like, you know what people answer, and then you know what people actually yeah. do. And it's just like, can we all just cut the crap that we all deal with things in different ways. Things help different people for different reasons. But like, there's this weird showboaty thing about self-care. I think in a great way, it's become really mainstream to talk about with mental health. And like, I think it's a good message out there that you should like want to be putting yourself first and doing things for yourself. But it's also become a very like branded message yeah. of like, I mean, the self-help book industry is like sells more books than any other
yeah that's unreal niche.
It's like the genre of self-help books is insane. And like, tell me the amount of people out there that have bought like, you know, 8 self-help books. Are you actually implementing the 100 things they tell you to do in each no. of these books? And they're all the same, you know, give yeah, or take.
It's just they it's take just the same idea and just
spin it a little yeah. different. Yeah.
I also find it for people with depression or mm-hmm. Mental health issues. I think the fact that it has it's become like a commodity now. Like yeah. people have made it so gross and like marketed,
yeah,
you
totally.
Know, that I think I remember when I was having really bad anxiety and really bad depression before I was on medication and that, I was looking up ways to, you know, mm-hmm. find my zen and mm-hmm. get out of depression mm-hmm. and all yeah. that stuff.
You mean having a bath and lighting a candle doesn't help the fixed depression?
Shockingly yeah, not. Mine is actually clinical, not just like bath related, weirdly enough.
It's not bath related. You weren't having enough baths and lighting enough candles.
I
That's
know.
Why you were
I tried that. But the thing is, like, when you're in that headspace and then you look up and these are all the instructions that people are giving you for mm-hmm. self-care, it seems daunting.
Yeah.
And you don't feel like you have the energy to do anything.
Yeah.
So then you just don't do anything.
Yeah.
Where it's like, if you were giving me stupid little things that I could do and implement mm-hmm. and little switches that I could make in my mindset, yeah. that is more accessible and that yes. is more approachable.
I agree.
Like, don't tell me to make a gratitude list. Like, don't
you dare tell
don't
me.
Tell
make
me.
Gratitude
like,
list.
I have depression and you're telling me I have to get a pen and paper? No. Tell me something. Here's something that I found was a good self-care. This okay. is an easy one.
Okay.
For me.
Yeah.
You can do it in bed. You don't need fucking pen or paper.
Masturbating.
Like, yeah, just jerk it. No, I had depression. I obviously couldn't get hard.
I fucking love you.
Hey, Gabers. Today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention, and it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today.
Hey Gabers, this episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch, and honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
No, one thing that was honestly big for me, and I think it's so relatable in this time, and especially with this panorama that we're in, was going through my Instagram and unfollowing people that I thought were too hot.
Oh, yeah.
Were not good people, didn't care about their content, things like that. Because literally all it is like you're sitting in bed. You could have the lights off, which is great for depression. You're just sitting scrolling. And then when you come across somebody that makes you feel a type of way, just get rid of them.
Just get rid of them.
And it's nice because it feels good in the moment.
Yeah.
And then it plays itself out because you now when you're signing anymore. On Instagram, you don't see that shit anymore.
You know what? I really like to keep the people I follow really ugly, personally.
Absolutely.
Which is why, I've got you.
To follow you like three times.
No, but I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Because there's different people that, like, for whatever reason, evoke different things in you, right? Yeah. Like, and it doesn't mean what they're posting is bad or, like, triggering or who they are is bad inherently. But you're also allowed to, like, kind of curate your own content, right? Yeah. In what you're taking in. And in the same way that, like, I might watch someone's page and it doesn't make me feel good about myself for whatever way, someone might not like mine. Like, and then it's like, unfollow me. Get rid of me.
Let's talk about it. Where is Kendall's coochie?
Where'd she put the coochie? No, like, seriously, where is it?
Where is it?
It's actually unbelievable. I don't follow Kendall Jenner for that reason. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I was like, is there another Kendall without a...
No, her coochie is gone.
It doesn't exist. She just doesn't have flaps. Like, she doesn't have the anything.
Coochie missing, coochie hide and seek.
It's just the bone. It's just the, like, bone. Yeah,
literally.
It's the... Must be hard to ride a bike. Not a lot of padding.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
No padding. Really.
And that, if you have a fat pussy, unfollow. Yeah. That is self-care.
Protect your fat pussy.
Absolutely.
Pride, yeah.
And your pussy is valid.
It is. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so.
So, no, I agree. And that's a good example, actually, because I actually follow, people have different understandings of the Kardashians, I hear you, but okay, for me, speaking of watching trash TV, I do enjoy myself some Kardashian drama, and I follow, I think, Kylie and Kim. Because, yes, their body standards are insane, too. But for whatever reason, like, I never feel that way when I look at their content. Like, I don't feel shitty about myself.
Yeah, it's almost...
For me.
So I was having this conversation with my roommate, and I was saying, obviously, I'm not a woman.
Yeah.
So I...
Wait, what?
I know. So I don't have the same... I can't relate for women's body image at all. But I personally...
Yeah.
Assume that some of it, at least with the Kardashians, is like they're so past the point of a human body.
Yeah, it's
that
just
it's like they're cartoons. Like they're like Jessica Rabbit.
Yes,
where you're like, I won't have a body like that because they just operate on a different plane.
Operate being the right word.
They get operated on a different plane, a private plane.
No, 100%. And I think for whatever reason, and this might be different for somebody else, and that's like kind of what we're discussing here, is that like for whatever reason, everyone knows that feeling when you're scrolling and it just like kind of makes you feel shitty about yourself.
Yeah.
When you see certain people's photos or videos or whatever it may be. And once again, it's not that they're necessarily doing anything wrong.
No.
They're just posting photos of themselves. But there's certain things that maybe are insecurities within myself that when I see someone else have that or look that way or be doing that or get a certain... type of validation that I want and I don't have, it's like, it's hard for me. So then it makes it not fun.
Yeah.
So what's the point of having that on my feed? Like, there isn't a point, right? And I, we talked about this a few episodes ago, but I recently did a cleanse of my Instagram.
Yeah.
And
people with fat pussies only.
Yeah. Only fat pussies. Yeah. Yeah. I asked everyone to DM me. Yeah. And then I ranked them. And then the lowest 20%
gone.
Of pussy flat, yeah. Gone.
Just like their pussy. Undetected.
No, so I did that, and it wasn't just about, obviously, looks. Like, a lot of times, things like social media, because it's a visual platform, it is about looks. But it was also just, like, people that, like, for whatever reason, when I watched their stories or whatever, it just didn't sit well with me. Maybe, like, everyone's got different reasons. It's the yeah. same thing. You walk into a party, and there's certain people you click with, and there's certain people you don't. And there's certain times that you leave a hang out with a friend, and you're like, wow, that person makes me feel really good.
Yeah.
Or I don't know what it was
about
that.
You've never said that when you've left hanging out with me.
No, it's like, it added value to my day, or, like, I enjoyed that experience.
Yeah, none of that either.
And everyone has certain friends where you leave, and you're like, why do I feel, like, worse than when I walked in there?
Another one for me was people that I went to high school with.
Okay.
Or people that I have known previously that I have felt I still need to follow them because that's how it works.
Right.
When I wasn't close with them, or we had yes. a falling out. But, yeah. you know, like, your follow is the connection yeah. to them still. I'm just totally. Like, I don't need that.
I don't need that. Yeah. Give yourself that allowance. I think that's a really good, actually, self-care tip, is, like, curating your own content and, like, deciding what you're taking in. Like, if certain things don't make you feel good, then why are you consuming them?
Totally. And, like, there's so many irritating things about self-care. Like, I'm mentally ill. I know it. Like, things like, yeah. I know that a huge thing for self-care, and it is getting close to, like, gratitude mm-hmm. list nonsense, is, like, exercise.
Yes.
I know. I'm know. Well aware.
Everyone knows that.
I know it's gonna make me feel better. I know.
Yeah, exactly.
But when you're in a fucking hole,
yeah,
going for a run is, like, the most daunting thing ever.
Yeah, totally.
So things like that seem daunting, but you know that you want to get there, you can start slow. Go for yes. a walk around the block.
Yeah, totally. Oh, I love going,
like,
for a walk.
In the rain, which is so, like, great. 90% of the time in yeah. Vancouver. Literally. Or just drive somewhere.
Yeah,
that's
a
good way. When I was like, I know I should be exercising, but I do just want to go around the block. I have a car that could do that.
Yeah, and just drive around the
or
block.
Or I like to park somewhere in the mm-hmm. rain and just, like, feel life.
Yes.
Some
like
music.
That. Yeah.
What's another one?
Yeah, I like the drive. I like the walk around the block. For me, I have, like, my weird little things. Like, I think for me, something that works, and I think would work for anyone, is what's something that makes you, like, strangely happy? And for me, it's, like, ice, okay? I really ice. Like, I like different types of ice.
You are an icy girl.
I'm an ice bitch, and I really like special beverages, like, not even alcoholic. Like, I love different sparkling waters. I love, like, kombucha. I love, like, all these different things. So, like, for some people, that seems ridiculous. But for me, literally, if I'm having a bad day and I go to fucking Whole Foods and I spend $20 on three different types of beverages, and that's, like, my lineup, like, tasting menu for the evening, then I'm gonna, like, have a kombucha, and then I'm gonna have this sparkling water, and then I'm gonna have this, like, whatever. It makes me feel good. Like, I'm like, I don't know why that makes me feel good, but it does. And I could talk about, you know what I mean? Like, there's
also,
certain things you can
talk, I think, a big part of self-care, though, like, if you don't, it doesn't have to have a reasoning.
No,
if it makes you feel good, don't question it.
Yeah,
don't
just
question
do it.
Unless it's, like, smoking crack.
Yeah.
Maybe question that one. But if it's something that's not detrimental, don't question
your health, like, why not?
Yeah.
Like, I'm drinking different flavors of water, and, like, literally, like, even my girlfriend, Julia, she, at one point, was like to me, like, we have a Soda Stream, which, for those of you who don't know, why would you not know? I don't know. But, like, it just makes bubbly water. Like, make soda water at home. She's like, why do you go and you buy, like, three different types of sparkling water from the store when we have a Soda Stream? And I was like, I know, because that's the realistic thought. Like, the rational is like that, but it doesn't matter.
No.
It makes me feel good.
I want a coconut LaCroix.
I want, like, a very specific, I want, like, a different experience in my Soda Stream. I will also use a Soda Stream that night.
When I want just
in between,
spicy water.
Just regular water.
But sometimes.
But it's, like, an experience,
I want coconut spicy water.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I think there's so much weight on self-care that people are like, well, should I be doing, you know, it's like, if you find something that makes you feel good, just do it.
Just do it.
One thing that was really helpful for me, and I know this is also getting into like gratitude listing kind of.
No gratitude allowed on this podcast.
Don't even feel an ounce of gratitude. guided meditation was actually like really big for an actual self-care thing for me. There's a ton of apps that have it.
Yeah.
I liked Headspace. It has like a free week trial.
Yes.
This isn't sponsored. But they have a free like week trial, which is, I think it was years ago, that was really good. Things like that actually helped me.
Yeah.
But that was also daunting to me because I was like, I have to spend 10 minutes of my day or money or something like that. Mm-hmm. So when I couldn't even get there, my therapist is a little nugget that I'll pass on to people who have anxiety and depression. Mm-hmm. My therapist told me to go get something that I like to eat or drink and go somewhere, like drive somewhere nice.
Yeah.
And enjoy that food or drink by yourself and think about that you're enjoying this. Like, process it.
See, I love that. That sums up my self-care.
Shit like that.
I love
it. And what I did, I remember it so distinctly. I went to Booster Juice.
Yeah.
I got a big fucking smoothie.
Hell yeah.
I drove to the roof of a mall parking lot when it was like a sunset.
Yeah.
And I literally sat in my car and drank a smoothie that usually, because life is so quick and I get a smoothie, I eat the styrofoam cup usually.
Yeah.
Something that I would usually drink in like 5 minutes probably took me like 40. And I literally just sat, no music. You could have music if you want. There's no rules here. And I honestly just sat and drank a smoothie and thought about drinking a smoothie.
It helps.
On the roof of a parking lot in the sunset.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the best thing ever.
Totally. Yeah. I think especially like as someone who deals with anxiety, like that's just focusing on something that you enjoy when your mind is usually so like racing and clouded, right?
Totally.
My experience with that is one time I like had the worst anxious day ever.
Yeah.
And I was just like going through it and Julie was like, what can we do to make you happy? And I was like, or like feel better or whatever. And I was like, I don't know. I just like need to focus on something that's like not this, but like, I also, and I think a lot of people can relate, don't have enough energy to do something like working out or doing something that like needs a lot of focus. I need something I can focus on that's not actually going to take
focus
any effort.
Light. Yeah.
And so we came up with that we were going to make an adventure out of getting pizza because we have one pizza place that has our favorite garlic sticks. Like different places have like different ways that they do the sticks that it comes with, right? We have one place that has our favorite dips.
Okay.
Okay. And then we have one place that has our favorite pizza. So we ordered dips from one, garlic knots from one, and pizza from other. And we walked around, because where we live, they're all walking distance.
Yeah.
And we picked up each one and then in between ate it on the way.
I love that. You get to the
so
dips
fun.
And you have no pizza. You're just fucking raw dogging. Just shooters.
The dips. But it made it sounded so silly because it just like, and yes, do you feel a little silly? Like, hey, can I just order like three dips? I don't think we ordered the dips. We just walked in and bought them. But like it was just something to focus on.
Yeah.
And like you were talking about with your smoothie, like it just made, that was the activity. And it was like, we really were like, oh yeah, this place has the best garlic knots. Thank God we didn't get them at the other place. Those garlic knots aren't
shit.
As good, you know? And you just really like take it in. And I think that that is a great example of like, you don't have to necessarily be doing a lot because a lot of times that seems like a big hurdle.
Yeah.
But just if it's like anything that you can just like, what brings you like a little bit of joy when you're doing it?
And like self-care for me is something that's easy to snowball.
Yes.
Like I feel like once again, talking about how it's become a commodity, it almost, self-care is almost approached in a way that seems like you have to be spending money or doing things or need supplies or all this. And some of that will make you feel good.
Totally.
But for me, it does work like a snowball. I'm like, I'm going to start off with something super simple. I don't need to spend any money. I don't need to do anything. I'm going to start off literally fucking sit on a bench and let my brain slow down.
Yeah.
And then from there, I'll start doing more things. Mm-hmm. And then eventually maybe I'll get to like exercising because I know that that's like the big bitch.
Yeah. Totally.
So it's like for me, I just like, I need to get the ball rolling with easy things.
Yeah.
And none of those things are gratitude list.
Okay, another thing that really helps me is I literally just drew a blank. I was like, it really helps me. And then I was like, what is it? I literally have no fucking clue. What
I was just must help say. A lot.
Why am I like this?
I don't know.
I mean, my head was like, I just thought of the thing. That the secret is going to help everyone self-care.
You know what is good for me?
Yeah.
It's literally just... going, me and you have talked about this. Yeah. It's so stupid, yeah. But it's just like, it's kind of like reality TV for me. It's just going on a real estate website and typing in like South Carolina.
Yes, and just looking at all the rentals.
Just looking for like an hour.
Yeah.
And just that. And then I'm like, that was nice.
Julia calls it, for me, instead of online shopping, online browsing, because I will sit on websites for hours fully knowing I will never purchase anything.
Yeah.
Adding things to my cart.
Oh, just using like, coupon codes.
How much money can I get off here?
And then you're like, okay.
And I'm like, anyways, then I close my lash off, but I don't buy any of it.
Save order? No. I will not be back.
It's a process for me. Like, I love looking at that, going, like, home sites and, like, clothing sites and just, like, building my card and whatever the hell. I really fuck with that.
Another thing that is probably up there with exercise for daunting if you aren't in the headspace for it, but when I am in the headspace for it, is so beneficial to my mental health, is cleaning. I am a nightmare when it comes to cleaning. The act of cleaning gives me peace, and then the act of living within the clean space also gives me peace. And when you are in a anxious or depressed headspace, I am a firm believer that your environment directly reflects that.
Totally. I agree
like
with that.
When I was at my worst, my room was messy, everything was messy, piles of dishes, all that. And just like giving yourself physical space to like process things
and
have, and like it honestly makes such a big difference for your brain to have the space to like actually think things through and not just be like, oh, I am living in a mess mentally and physically.
Totally. And I think with that, like, that's a physical example of that. But also, for me, something that helps is thinking of one thing, like, even if it's the tiniest little thing that I have been putting off or, like, thinking about doing and being like, I just need to do it. I need to get through that.
Yep.
And it could be literally something like walking to Home Depot and buying a new light bulb for our fucking oven light that, like, has been off for 2 months. And I'm just like, I remember it when I open the oven and then I forget it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just being like, just pick one of those things. It, you know, making a dentist appointment, fucking going and buying the new light bulb, fucking behind your couch, have you wiped there recently and picking up dust?
Wiped? How dirty's behind you?
Have you wiped there recently? It was quite the sound.
How much sludge is back there?
There's a lot of shit going on behind that couch. And just, like, pick one little thing. Like, don't even write a list, you know? Just, like, what's one thing that I'm going to feel good about just checking off and feel accomplished? And even if you do nothing else that day, like, that's something that really helps me.
Yeah, I think in the panorama as well, something that was self-care to me was how it would be 3 weeks and I hadn't enjoyed how I looked that entire 3 weeks. And sometimes when I wasn't having a work call or not doing anything, I would have a shower, do my hair, give myself eyebrows, do that. And then I could look in the mirror and not want to punch myself.
Yeah.
And that was beautiful.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It all came off at the end of the night and the illusion was broken. But
the other night I actually did that. I sat in front of my mirror. I did a full fucking face of makeup, like as if I was like, I don't know where I thought I would potentially be going. Like, I went full out face of makeup. I finished. I looked in the mirror. And then I just wiped it off. I didn't even take a picture. I didn't do anything. Because I was like, I'm just doing this for the experience of feeling
totally
good. And the process of doing it gives me relaxation.
It's also nice to check that it still can be done.
I'm like, oh, yeah. I look
we
good.
We can still get there.
Yeah. I'm like, I look pretty damn good. Yeah. Okay, anyways, now I'm going to take it off.
We haven't fully lost it.
Totally. Yeah. But yeah, I think to like sum this up with self-care, don't make self-care another task. Yeah. I think that's been happening recently is there's this weird thing that it makes another issue for people with mental health, because it's like, okay, first of all, I'm struggling with depression or anxiety, or I'm just stressed. Let's say you're just someone who's stressed. Okay, now I have to do self-care and I have to do it right, or else I'm not growing enough or being a good person or being productive enough. It's become this like other daunting task to do enough self-care.
So or do it properly.
And do it properly and do it whatever. So like, don't worry at all about how it looks externally. Like, what makes you happy, even if it's like getting crushed ice. Like, I will go to a drive-thru just because I know that drive-thru has crushed ice because I really like ice. It can be the littlest thing. You don't have to get up at 5 a.m. You don't have to do a gratitude list. Do what makes you feel good and do it for yourself, because that's what it's supposed to be about. Like, I think nowadays, like, people are so into sharing it, and it's become like this whole brand, as we've talked about. And I love that. I love sharing it if you think it's giving other people value. But if your self-care is about showing other people that you're doing self-care, it's probably not.
And I'm sorry, but like, if you are in the headspace and the place to be able to share your self-care routine, you're probably not somebody that needs it in the same way as someone else.
1,000%.
It's kind of like a front at this point.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm happy we got through this. We actually didn't talk about moms fucking on children's furniture.
Yeah.
We actually talked, which, that's the true another self-care. Form of self-care. Yeah. But we did talk about self-care. I hope y'all liked it. And wherever you're listening, make sure to follow, subscribe. Share us on social media. We really appreciate it. And also make sure to go follow us on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast and click that link in the bio to find merch and our Patreon, as mentioned, bonus episode going up. And until next time, we will
see you around the neighborhood. Woo! MILFs on couch.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.